us pray. Gracious God and Savior, you are the Lord, one God, who is over all and through all and in all. Assist us to proclaim the honors of your name and the triumphs of your grace. Renew our faith today as we gather with one heart, one spirit, and one voice. We are the body of Christ, and we live to see you glorified. Give us grace to live a life worthy of the calling we have received, loving one another as you have loved us. May we be humble and gentle, patient, kind, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. You are the Lord, the one God, who is over all and through all and in all, and it is in your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. The first scripture lesson is from 1 Corinthians 12. Hear now the word of the Lord. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. And our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. The word of God for all who will receive. Thanks be to God.